It is a wonderful thing. And we always take this time right here to set our hearts, because the Bible tells us that we are to enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And we're not ready to worship if we haven't stopped to look at how great he is and how much he's done for us and how little we deserve it and how insignificant we really are. But because of how great he is, he wants us to enjoy being a part of what he is doing in this world. And everything that we have is a gracious gift from God. And so we come with a heart of thankfulness to praise him. And we want that heart. And so I'm really giving that thanksgiving. Instead of having one of you stand up this week, I'm giving it myself, because I'm going to have someone else come up that I'm thankful that God has brought into our presence. And Sherry and Mark invited us to go hear someone who is from Israel talk about how they open up the Sabbath day. And so I asked her just to do this little demonstration part because they light candles to start it. And really, we are coming in right now to say, hey, this is our day of rest. You know, they did it on Saturday. We do it today. We take this time and we say, I could go to work. I could be doing a lot of things. But everything I've got in my life, I lay it down right now. And I am stopping my work and I am going to concentrate on God and worship him for this moment. So we are starting what they would call Shabbat. And so if you'll come on up, both of you, and I'm going to just give her this microphone and let her start. And if I can get it out. And why don't you just introduce yourself, and I'm going to let you, you know, light the candles for us, and then I'll introduce Mona. I'm going to ask you a question also.
Hi, my name is Deborah Cohen, and this is my husband, Noam. We say, a lot of people say, hi, Norm, or all sorts of other things, but it's Noam. To love him is to know him. Okay? And Cohen is our last name, is the lineage of Aaron the high priest. All Cohens are from that lineage. So he's the one from Israel. He's the Jew, and I'm the Gentile, as becoming one new man. So you're seeing a picture of what the New Testament talks about. This is for us, Friday night, as Pastor said, it's for your day, but on Friday night, all over the world, Jews and Messianic Jews and are celebrating the Sabbath rest. But our Sabbath rest, as I love how Pastor loved what we did, it's not a religious ceremony. It's a remembrance of him. So when we have our Sabbath, we have the bread and the wine. You can have grape juice, but we have the bread and the wine, and we bless the bread and wine because that's who he is. But before we have our wonderful time of fellowship and love on a Friday night, we light the Sabbath candles. Now, is that a command? No. But everything that Yeshua did, that's his Hebrew name, he did it visually, because we're just visual people. Thank the Lord we're visual people. Because we can see and then understand. So there's two candles to light on the Sabbath. Notice I don't have in the movies, I don't have a covering. You'll notice that. It's because my covering is my husband and the Lord himself. That's my covering. Now, also you'll see women, a lot of women will close their eyes and will do this over the candles. Well, what they're trying to portray to us and to myself and is that we're putting aside the world. Those 6 days that we just came out of, we're being separated. But now we're coming into his 24 hours. Now we're coming into where the Lord says, I am the Lord of the Sabbath rest. He said it. It's all in red in the New Testament. So the first candle is called the candle of remembrance. Okay, why? Because the Lord said, Pastor, I might have to have you do this. Somebody do this. See, we're from Israel. We don't know how to do this.
I think you got to hold it and then pull it.
See, it's the American guy.
Hold it and then.
No, pull it back.
Yeah. Okay,
pull it.
There you go.
Okay, the Sabbath is going to begin.
Do you want me to light it?
No, go ahead. Okay. We just have matches in Israel.
Just pretend I'm a woman.
Okay, there it is.
Because the woman's supposed to light it.
So why? So it's good. Why is the woman light the candles? Why is it the honor? Because out of Miriam, the Americans call her Mary, but her Jewish name is Miriam, the light of the world came out of her womb. The light of the world came out of her womb. So she has the honor to light the candle of remembrance. Why is the candle called remembrance? Because Yeshua said, do this in remembrance of me. I mean, it's as simple as that. On the night of Passover, which is Friday night, which was a Shabbat, he said, do what I'm doing. Do exactly what I'm doing in remembrance of me. And as we think about all the things that he has done for us, like Pastor just said, we have so much to be thankful for. I mean, on the Sabbath, he opened up blind eyes. He healed the crippled man. He showed them who he was, the Lord of the healer. That's who he is. So he's saying to all of us on Shabbat, remember who I am. Don't forget that I am the Holy One of Israel, and I've come to set the captives free and to come to the lost sheep of Israel so that they would know who I am. Now we go to the second candle, Pastor. Second candle is a candle of observance. Because we are to observe the Sabbath rest. Because it says in the beginning, he said, all the days that he created, all the days. But then he comes to the Sabbath. He says, you know, I'm resting. He says, and I've given this for you to rest too, but I've called it blessed and sanctified. So when we enter into the Sabbath rest, he comes and we welcome him to our table. We welcome him, and he subdues our enemies. He says, I'm the king of this table. I've come to fellowship with you and I, as I did with my disciples. So he said, observe and do this. Because in that observing and doing it, you will understand and we will be reminded, you are the great I am. You are the Holy One of Israel. You are the Messiah of Israel. You are the King of the Jews. But you've come to bring the Gentile and the Jew as one new man into the fellowship of Israel. And the roots are the olive tree. Amen.
Light it?
Yes.
Okay. Oh. Well, maybe that's harder to do than
See?
I thought.
See? Even the Americans.
Ah, there we go. It's technology.
So in Israel, we keep the candles lit for 24 hours. So our children will say, Papa, Mama, Yeshua is the light in our home. And we thank you that he's brought us out of darkness and into his light. Amen.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. You can see why I wanted to do it. My wife and I went and we saw that and we thought, you know what? We want to do that in our home to celebrate that time that we set apart for God. And, you know, it's not like a rule or a ritual that you have to do, but symbolism is good, isn't it? And I love how these two things start off with remember God. During the week, how many of you say, sometimes I got so many pressures that if I'm going to be honest, I have forgotten about what God's purpose for my life is by the time I get done with the week. And so every week he knows we got to stop and reset and remember who he is and who we are and what we're all about. And then we have to observe that. Jesus says, now that you know these things, blessed you are if you do them. Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with doing something that it has significance to you. Now, if it becomes routine, maybe you should stop doing it. But when it has significance to you, to remind you that God is first in our lives, that's what we want to do. Now, I know we've gone longer than normal, but in line with that, I wanted to ask Noam, because during the time that they were speaking and telling us about Israel and different things, like a little bit of what you saw here, he mentioned the Shema, and as he had been meditating on it, what his thoughts were. And it was really impactful to me. So if you'll just real quickly just kind of tell us that part.
Okay, so in Hebrew, Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. That's the first thing that Yeshua said. And it's interesting that he starts with the word Shema, which means hear. He didn't say come or obey. He used the verb hear. And I take it way back at the Mount Sinai when the Israelites told Moses, we will do and we will hear. You see, in Israel, and until these days, the focus is on doing and not on hearing. And Yeshua got on it already at his time, and he told the Jews, hey, you need to focus on hearing. Hearing the Lord first and then do. That's why he started with hear. Hear, O Israel. He's calling Israel to hear first. And then he's giving the commandment, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And I got convicted while I was in Israel that actually, if I really examine myself on a daily basis, do I really keep this commandment? And which is very basic, you know, you don't need to be a genius to understand it. And it really talked to me as I was every day praying to the Lord, how do I love you, Lord, with all my heart? After all, I have a wife, and I have friends. So how can I love him with all my heart, with all my mind? And I came up to understand that if you focus on him like that on a daily basis, it improves the focus and the intensity of your walk of faith. And that is homework for everyone. And I'm still struggling with it, but we need to focus on that because this is so basic that if we don't have it, it's like a house without a base.
That's right.
Can I just make one suggestion, Pastor? I'm an on-team fire team leader in Israel, but it's all over the world. And I made a proclamation that anybody here, it's New Testament talk, that at 3 o'clock, your time zone, all over the world, people are doing this, that you would pronounce, hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. And when we come together as a body, like Pastor was talking, as a body, when the world sees us as one, there's going to be a movement on this earth. I believe there's going to be a harvest of those that are still lost that will come in because of love and unity.
Well, thank you. Well, I you see why I wanted him to speak. Thank you. You know, the essence of the Christian life and what everything is about, I'm going to take just a second before we move on. My job, I have one job, and that is to help the people I come in contact. It's the same job you do, it's just that I get paid to do it for the congregation. But my job is the same as your job. It is to help people I'm around develop an intimate relationship with God, period. That's it. It's not about learning religious laws. It's not about attending groups. It's not about becoming a better person. It is about coming into a place where you can actually be still and know God is there and connect with him through Jesus Christ and live the life Christ died for you to live because you know and walk with Christ. You hear his voice. You respond to the Holy Spirit as he guides you. You listen to his word, you consume his word, you meditate on his word in a prayerful way so that God is alive to you. Everything else is just benefits coming out of that. And you and your ministry with the people in your family, your children or your friends or in the workplace, that's really bottom line. You can strip it away to that. If they learn to love the Lord their God with all their hearts and with all their mind and with all their soul and with all their strength, and because of that, love their neighbors by themselves, they can't do that without being close to God, but it all summed up in that. And so you know that I meditate on Scripture, and if you've been around with me and have met with me, you know that is the basis. You cannot live the Christian life if you are not taking God's word and hiding it in your heart and letting it speak to you. And then obeying and walking with God to develop that personal relationship with Him. And when Moen spoke, I thought, you know, I'm going to take this next month and I'm going to take that verse, and that's going to be one of the central verses that each day that I meditate on. Just think of what God could do if you stopped each day and you really prayerfully considered and asked God to help reveal to you what areas in your life you need to change in order to really love Him with all your heart. You would have some tremendous spiritual growth. That is what would happen. And it would have some tremendous spiritual effects. So that's really a message. I thought when we heard it Friday night, I thought, well, I know we're going to take a little time right here, but we'll shorten some other places. It's worth hearing that message, isn't it? It's worth hearing that message. Well, just like we always do, we are going to greet one another right now. But before we do, I'm going to pray for them because they're ministering in Israel, and some of you have heard from when we came back to the trip. It's the hardest place in the world to minister, because the most resistance to the gospel anywhere in the world is in Israel. And the Orthodox Jews who control the government, the Orthodox Jews that are in control of the religious system there, do not allow any proselytizing. In other words, you cannot share your faith with someone under the age of 18, and you will have some direct opposition if you're doing it anyway. And so it's very difficult to evangelize there. That's what they're doing, so I'm going to pray for them. Father, we thank you. We thank you so much for these two servants that love you and that want to serve you and are willing to stand in the fire and take the persecution and take the insults and take all of the trouble that comes with standing for Jesus Christ in a country that does not want to proclaim Jesus as the Messiah. And I ask you to strengthen them, to be able to be harmless as doves and wise as serpents, to be able to let your love be such an evident part of the relationships that they have, your forgiveness, your mercy, your kindness, your generousness, your faithfulness, and your goodness, that they will be able to touch more and more hearts because people will see your spirit in them. And we just ask you to bless them. We thank you for your spirit in us, and now we celebrate worshiping you by sharing that love with one another as we greet each other. In Christ's name we pray, amen.